This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Chapter 15 may be the shortest chapter in the book of Revelation, but that does not mean it is the least important. In fact, John is being introduced to the final acts of the tribulation period. This is done by the use of signs, but not just any sign. John describes this one as great and marvelous. This sign is seven angels who had seven plagues, which are the last, because in them the wrath of God is finished. The next thing to catch the eye of John is a sea of glass mixed with fire. And standing on the sea of glass are those who had been victorious over the beast and his image, and the number of his name. They were holding harps of God. They had a song to sing. It was the song of Moses, the bond servant of God, and it was the song of the Lamb. These are the words to the song. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God, the Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After that, John looked and saw that the temple of the tabernacle of testimony in heaven was opened, and the seven angels, who had the seven plagues, came out of the temple clothed in linen. The linen was clean and bright, and they were girded around their chests with golden sashes. One of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels with seven plagues seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. At that point, the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. What John had just seen and heard was a preview of coming attractions, so to speak. Remember, the sixth trumpet and two woes have already been accomplished. Now John sees the preparation for the seventh trumpet to be sounded. It needs some setup because this is the last one. When it is accomplished, it is finished. There are so many dots to be connected, but we will be able to connect only a few. Old and New Testaments come together here. There were plagues in the Old Testament, at the end of which the captivity of the Jews was finished. These are the plagues of the New Testament, and at the end of these, the wrath of God is finished. God always has a purpose for his works. There is mention of the Song of Moses, which is first seen in Exodus 15. This is a sort of abbreviated form of it, and it draws from several books of the Old Testament. Two of the words of the song deserve special attention. When you see the words righteous acts, you can substitute the word judgments. Remember, the angels have golden sashes around their chests, which indicates judgment. Another interesting phrase is this, the temple of the tabernacle of testimony. Before the temple was built, the Israelites had the portable tabernacle of testimony where God met with his people. Then the tabernacle was placed into the temple and became the most holy place. Now we see the tabernacle of testimony referred to as a temple, and it is in heaven. It is the place from which the final judgments are begun. The angels with the seven bowls come out of the temple, so it seems they come from the very presence of God. He has given them a specific job to do, and it is an important one. They are to rain destruction upon the earth. The four living creatures are involved in the action also. It is one of them who gives the seven angels the seven bowls of wrath. Notice the word seven, the word of completion. Also, it is God's number, the number of perfection. It is interesting to note that when God is mentioned, he is said to live forever and ever. Then, as soon as the angels leave the temple, it is filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. Again, there are many references to this in the Old Testament. The smoke could not enter the temple until the angels came out, because after they came out, no one could enter until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. That is, until the great tribulation period is over. This is the beginning of the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. However, we are told a voice comes from the temple. God's presence is there. So we see that events happen quickly, but still are prolonged in a sense. There is yet another interesting thing to note. The seven plagues of wrath, which have to be nasty and ugly, are placed in golden bowls, which are beautiful. This is something that will be seen later, as you will see as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.